News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Sean in for Dalton this morning, 8:07. And Mobile Mornings, good to have you along. We will talk with Rob Hulbert from Lanyap on the backside of this hour, beginning around 8:35, talk about what's in his publication, what they're keeping an eye on here, statewide, basically, and locally as well. We'll get to some of the restaurants that you think have got the best burgers.
Yeah, I'm learning
National
here.
Burger Day. I'm learning, too. It's pretty interesting. Like you say, road trips are going to be the thing to do here. A lot of these places are not, like, right around the corner from us here. Some are on county roads in Baldwin County. By the way, I'm back in Baldwin County. I got yet another appointment in Baldwin County today. And I may take the Bayway. I may take the Figures Tunnel. I could take the Figures Tunnel to the Causeway. Take the Figures Tunnel to the Causeway and go that way. Yesterday, the Bayway was kind of weirded out a little bit, backed up as we were trying to get back into Mobile. I noticed that on my way to my appointment. So when I was coming back, I said, nah, I think I'll just do the Causeway. And that worked out pretty well. But we had some rain yesterday. And even though radar looks pretty clear right now, we can expect some downpours again today, more than likely, though it's been odd that I guess Monday we got the rain and then Tuesday there was rain, but most of it was on the panhandle of Florida. Yesterday it was back right here in our neighborhood, so just be careful and watch yourself and be aware that I will be entering the Figures Tunnel around 11:30 this morning for my appointment in Daphne later on today.
Yeah, it's that story still. I mean, we start off the week with that, but it's...
That was weird, right?
It is strange. It is strange. Well, yeah, we'll probably talk about that with Rob coming up.
That was odd. The Maws thing, also an oddity. Maybe a little more nefarious, or I don't know.
Let me make a note here, too. Sorry, I'm working on this other show I do called Midday Mobile.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, but I want to play some... the national media picked up on that story about the explosive device in the dam. And it's interesting to me to know us. So you hear national hosts talk about it and how they perceive it and how we perceive it.
They went immediately like international.
Yeah, they just make it. Yeah, a couple of them could pronounce Mobile, some couldn't, but they breathlessly were telling you they knew everything about it. And I'm like, y'all need a homeboy consultant on this. Mm-hmm. Y'all kind of getting the story, but not. I mean, they immediately took it to like international terrorism. And as I said on there, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I don't think the IRGC has time to send a strike team into Mobile County to put, expose. So, but yeah, I just made a note to do that on the day Mobile. Right now, I want to talk about burgers here because it's great suggestions and some places I've never been to, some places I hadn't heard of before. The Shipyard in Chickasaw, one we talked about earlier, I didn't even know that was there, and I was a Chickasaw guy.
Where
for a
in
while.
The world is the Chickasaw's only? It must be on either the Industrial Road or that, where is it?
If you go,
you've only got so many places that would have
where the shipyard where the boats are is going to be, to the east side there.
Yeah.
Of 43.
So okay, all right.
If you're heading north before you cross over Chickasaw, but I don't know if that's where it is. That's where.
So Chickasaw comes right. The reason I'm familiar with Chickasaw probably at all is because of Light of the Village. At Alabama Village is right on the line of Chickasaw. So when I go to Light of the Village, I'm right there around Chickasaw, and I've never heard of the restaurant. So that's why
I'm intrigued. Miffed. All right, more cheeseburger, Randy's, Tap and Still in Gulf Shores. Let's see. Thank you, IT Jesus, for the wimpy picture. I would gladly pay you tomorrow for a burger today. Let's see. More Randy's.
Where's Randy's again?
I think Foley.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. CB Carl said, back in the 90s when I was starting my business, I took a late night gig flipping burgers at the Keg in Orange Beach. They were real popular back then. When somebody would ask me the secret of why they were good, I would answer liquid smoke and cigarette ashes. I've had a Keg burger before. I don't know how much of it I remember.
Well, there's a lot to that story.
Yeah, here's Blake said, good morning, Sean. I had a cheeseburger, Randy's in Foley for the first time a couple weeks ago. I got to say it's pretty good. I still think Luna's has one of the best burgers down this way in South Baldwin County. Got to get some pimento cheese on it.
Luna's right there on the Canal Road, I believe. That's a nice restaurant.
Also, Blake made me laugh because he said El Nino is the Spanish word for the Nino. for that. Let's see. Backstrap Stacker. Yeah, so here we go. He's got quite a lineup here. Rochelle's, end of discussion. Yeah, that's what I mean. I nominated them too. Yeah, pretty darn good. So the Hickory Steer Burger, add bacon, it's way to go. Rochelle's.
Oh, yeah.
Chili burgers are okay at Dewdrop. Callahan's Burger is great, but changes if they're too busy, so I stick with the Irish Dip. I said the Irish Dip earlier. I love the Irish Dip there. Let's see. Butch's is good, but just like robbing a train, it takes often a long time. Ed's is still so good. So I hadn't been to Ed's in a while in Jackson. He says it's still good. I had great memories of going to Ed's.
We had the best time going to Jackson this past year. For the first time we ever did a football game in Jackson in the
you
town.
And Coxie?
It was fascinating.
Yeah, I love it.
Because the stadium's right in like a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a municipal stadium. It's not attached to the school. And it's just like a neighborhood thing. Like,
and everybody comes
we're
out.
We're going to go to the game. Yeah, yeah, it was really, really cool.
Says, and don't forget Pirate's Cove. And then said, yeah, the keg burger slaps. Oh, you youngsters with your hip language, it slaps. It sounds like my daughter here. Way to go, Backstrap. Let's see. The Hope Farm in Fairhope Burger, 10 out of 10.
Well.
And I always think Hope Farm for fancier stuff.
Yeah. I've been there and had fancier stuff. I didn't have a burger when I was there, but I would imagine if they've got a burger on the on their menu, it's probably pretty good because their stuff is really farm fresh and good.
Look, Jason says there's now an Ed's in Grove Hill, so Ed's is expanding.
Wow!
It says, and then the I guess
Ed's got a place on the top of the hill. He's living large.
And I don't know if Jason is talking about the Ed's in Grove Hill or if he's talking. It makes sense to me if he's talking about Chickasaw for Shipyard Burger next door to Chavis. I know where that is.
Okay.
Let's see. Sassy. Now, Uncle Jake, you out in my neighborhood, maybe he says Sassy's in Hurley. Hurley's as close as this radio station is to my house. So Sassy's in Hurley has an awesome cheeseburger and grilled chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Sheila.
How quick can you get to Hurley? Maybe from your
20
farm.
Minutes.
Okay.
When the screen door slams, maybe 20 minutes.
That's
max,
pretty good.
Max. Cheeseburger Randy is in Foley. Didn't know there was one in Robertsdale. Okay, maybe I said that wrong. I'm just reading these. Yeah, this is also good. Billy's, Billy Stitt, Kaneka Burger and Callahan's, Max Wheelhouse at Rochelle.
Who's that, a Kaneka Burger?
Billy Stitt. Billy's Bacon Guy.
Okay. All right.
Okay. My buddy Ben says, not in any particular order. Okay. So he's just saying these are.
Not ranking them.
But you should. It says Butch Cassidy's. Let's see, Ben's Barbecue. So Butch Cassidy's.
Oh, yeah, Ben's Barbecue and Daphne. Fairhope. Yeah, that's good.
Cheeseburger Randy's Foley. Blues Burger, Gulf Shores, and Culver's. I thought they just served like fish sandwiches or something.
No, they're good. Their burger's good. I've had them after
the
game.
Is it walleye?
It's a chain out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so I don't know if they actually use walleye, but I've said this before on the outdoor show. Being a guy from the South, really didn't do a lot of walleye fishing, but I've had the chance to go on some trips and be up north, and then have a niece that lived in Madison for a while in Wisconsin, the People's Republic of Madison. And but I'd go up there and get the fried walleye. And I like what people call crappie. I call white perch. I love them a lot for freshwater fish. But walleye is maybe sort of the best freshwater fish I've ever eaten.
And
it's silly good.
It's a Wisconsin
Yeah.
thing.
Well, no, it's all through the north.
Okay.
Actually, we have, I don't want to turn this into, Sean's science show, but we actually have walleye in the extreme north of Alabama, like at Pickwick Lake and all that. But
okay.
They're real good.
By the way, what's the place in Fairhope again? And I'm going to tell you why I like it so much. Named it for somebody, but it's on
Ben's Barbecue.
Ben's Barbecue, yeah. I like Ben's Barbecue because they've got the old Coca-Cola, the thing that you attach, you like plug the numbers onto the, it's like a scoreboard. You can change it with the pricing and everything like that. You know, the old time kind of a little sticky board that those Coca-Cola put out 40 years ago, and it's still there. I love it.
This is Marty says, this is my recipe for homemade burgers. Go to Academy and get a container of Boulder's Fiesta Seasonings Hamburger Deluxe. Follow the recipe on the side and use one that adds Worcestershire That's my joke here. Worcestershire sauce, it's hard to beat. Use 80-20 chuck. You know, we don't make, maybe it's, I don't make, like, the burgers in my house are all venison.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes the fat cut in, you know, can come from beef, but, so I don't really ever cook hamburgers in my house. I mean, they look like hamburger, they're venison. But when I go out, I get, yeah, I get a, you know.
What was he saying about Academy?
Yeah, just the seasoning there. They have a.
Academy Sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their grill and.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. pretty good stuff there.
I knew they had more than you know. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah. The food trucks at Ashley in Loosedale, which we were just on. We were just at Rocky Creek this weekend. Let's see. Ashley from Loosedale said, food truck at Blackjack Ranch in Wiggins, Mississippi has a double patty Wagyu smash burger with caramelized onions and special sauce that is like cane sauce and jalapenos. Fries cooked in tallow. Hold on while I take a moment for that. Oh, wow. Okay. That's probably going to be a
round Wiggins.
Trip.
I don't think.
Wiggins, Mississippi?
How far is that? That's where we passed Turley, right? Hattiesburg?
Yeah, it's on the way. It's not that far.
Okay.
So I don't know. From here, 45 minutes? An hour?
A little much.
Let's see. Yeah, some. Okay, the Bacon King at Burger King, all right. Macaroni and cheeseburger at Mugshots. Is Mugshots still a thing?
No, Mugshots not.
The one on Airport.
Airport.
Was that the only one? It's now a Fusackley's.
Yeah.
Let's see. Joshua says by Whataburger. Okay, once again, yeah, he's talking about the Shipyard one by Whataburger. I know where the Whataburger. My Chickasaw days, it was there. It's still there.
Were you a Whataburger guy back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I've always been a Whataburger guy. Okay, everybody's saying, yeah, Shipyard's next to Whataburger. That's from Biggin, and a couple different people texted in about that. Let's see, Good Ruse Robertsdale? I don't know that one.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't read it because I wasn't sure what it meant.
How about this? This texter says, okay, it's next to Whataburger. I thought he was saying, or she was saying, Shipyard is the next Whataburger. I was interested. The Hammered Cow in Grand Bay?
Hammered?
The Hammered Cow.
Okay.
Beer Garden? Let's see, Beer Garden on Dolphin, great burgers.
I've heard that.
How about this? Cheese Wagon says, I live in Rocky Creek. Stop on in. Man, I go right past y'all. I love Rocky Creek. That's the way I go. But I head up to North Mississippi during the wintertime. We duck hunt up there, and the way I go from my house, I go through Rocky Creek to go get on. That's how I get. That's the fastest route for me. But yeah, we were just at Rocky Creek.
I was just there
Saturday night.
So I don't know where that's at.
It is near Loosedale.
Okay.
Let's see. Fire Dog says, I don't know if anybody mentioned Ox Kitchen in Fairhope. Never been there.
No, that's the first time. Yeah, that's right on the main road there on the highway.
Okay, don't start. So Pat says this. Now, Pat says a Kaneka Burger, because he was one earlier talked about Bayou Seafood.
Yeah.
Kaneka Burger, you got to try it at Boondocks Bar right on Airport at Snow for Kaneka Burger. It's amazing. Pat, don't get me started. They have been closed down. And if they're listening, we have messaged them. That is very close to my house, Boondocks.
Okay.
They closed down sometime around Christmas.
Yeah.
They have said they're reopening. If anybody knows anything, but they have not reopened. It is now May, fixing to be June. So I know what you're talking about, Pat, but we have not been able to
tell me more. Is it a bar? Is it a restaurant?
Yes.
It both?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is by the house. And it's out there.
Did you like it?
I love it.
Okay.
And they went non-smoking. So,
uh-huh.
You know, the girlfriend wanted to go. I'd go, during the day, could take my son in, those kind of things. But it's had literally a bar across the door for months now.
All right. So Boondocks, it's on Airport. Is it on the right? Going to your north side,
yeah, it's on the right going to my
house. And so
yeah.
It's before you get to your house.
Yes, about an hour and a half before you get to my house. Celeste says stopped in the Bull in Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. Amazing smash burger and tallow fries and onion rings.
Wow.
Let's see. Uncle Jake says y'all really need to ride over to Hurley and also try Holy Smokes Craft Barbecue. Promise you, it's like nothing you've ever had. We go, Uncle Jake, we go to the, what's the Mexican restaurant there? That's where we go in Hurley. And David, correct me, the Worcestershire, he says it's called wash your sister sauce.
And by the way, if you're in 8 Mile, and I don't know that it's there anymore.
Burgermaster.
There was a really cool, locally owned restaurant in 8 Mile, and I was at it years ago. I don't know what in the world I was doing there. It was radio-related, and I just thought the food was great. The people were very friendly, but it, as far as living in Mobile, it was in the middle of nowhere. 8 Mile, when you live in Mobile, getting out there is a bit of a
hike. You are too insular, man. You just need to spend
more time. Well, there's just so much time. There's so much stuff here that you'd have to be really good to drag me that far out of town.
I think if I said Burgermaster one more time, David Holloway is going to appear right here at the door of FM Talk 106.5.
David Holloway. There's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
So El Campesino.
Is he finally out of jail, or is he?
No, I think he's gone back in for violating parole. Yeah, El Campesino in Hurley. That's the place we go, yeah.
822, Dan and Sean in for Dalton. We'll also talk with Rob from Lanyap on the way.
News, weather, traffic, and sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Yes. And hamburger and cheeseburger chips on this National Hamburger Day. Still some new suggestions rolling in here, Sean. You've got Judy's Place for a Kaneka Burger. Maybe that was mentioned. But also the Badger Burger. That's at Spring Hill Golf Course. You were a big-time golfer back in the day. Did you ever go to Spring Hill and have lunch there?
Yeah, I think I have eaten.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So, yeah, the Badger Burger, that's legit. And Squid Ink. That's right downtown on Dolphin Street, I believe. And so they...
So that's one of the sleeper places.
Yeah.
That you have a burger, like you said, the Buffalo Wild Wings thing. You think it's supposed to be one
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Squid Ink's got a pretty diversified menu. It's just got that cute name that gives you the idea. It's seafood, but...
that's what Pete does.
Evidently, yeah. Evidently, a good burger at Squid Ink. Is that one of Penny's places?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, he is taking over. If there's a new restaurant comes up, new restaurant concept, there's a chance, there's probably a 18 to 23% chance it's Nick and Pete doing it.
There's a new restaurant. They're not doing it. It's the people who have been doing the cooking at the Icebox, and it is fabulous. It's across the street from the Icebox. It's called Follies, and the grand opening is actually Friday night, but they kind of left. They if you wanted to go and eat this week before the actual opening, they had it open, and people have been crowding in there. It's seafood. It is an oyster house, basically. It's beautifully furnished. It's fantastic. It's a great place. Brand new, called Follies. Maybe I've had one appetizer there, but the reputation of the food already is, like, through the roof great. So, and I know the people involved, and their quality. And so I think that place is really good. It's right across from the Icebox. Can't miss it. Brand new.
Put that on the list as well.
Follies. Check that out.
Wally says, was South Bar and Daphne mentioned? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. And Kenny asked a good question here. So what do people think makes a good burger? The good burger, the patty, or the toppings? I think you got to start with the patty. It's got to be the... The meat's got to be good.
Meat's got to be good. And then the prepared seasoning. Correctly.
Yes. And then, of course, yeah, seasoning.
And I'm not good at all that. I wish I was better at that. You know, seasoning makes a big difference, and I'm a lousy seasoninger. I'm not good at it. I don't.
This is an easy thing to.
No, I don't. I'm never satisfied with the way my steaks or burgers end up.
Listen, we'll go to the break. I'll tell you. I got your steaks and burgers.
Cool. I need it. I'm in like a 20-year slump. As far as grilling those things. sadly, say the people around me. 8:30, Rob Holbert with Lanyap Mobile. He's on the way next.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
From Dan and Sean, FM Talk 106.5. Sean in for Dalton again this morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. And say hello to Rob Holbert with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. And by the way, Dan, more burger commentary on the text line as well. Yeah. National Hamburger Day.
They won't let us alone with it now.
We'll continue that discussion. Rob, your favorite hamburger, where do you go?
I mean, you know, Dewdrop is a fantastic place. I mean, I really like Rochelle's a lot. Mm-hmm. Heroes has got a great one. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Callahan's, you know, they're all fantastic.
Yeah, I think right now, I mean, all those you mentioned have ranked this morning through two hours of this conversation. But yeah. Rochelle's, I think right now,
is
for Mobile County, Rochelle's, and then this Cheeseburger Randy's in Foley.
I think
that's a top of the voting here.
Yeah, so.
Rochelle's is one of those that people don't think about enough, but it's pretty amazing.
I used to go there all the time. Yeah. I'll go there with Ray Russell. And
you and I used to hold court there.
We did. Had they roped off that booth in honor of us?
I thought they tore it out and threw it away.
Sanitary reasons. Yeah, sanitary reasons.
Y'all from coming back.
Well, it was, but it was like you would have the burger there or the hamburger, you know, with the gravy on or whatever. And by the 2 hours later, they're like wheeling me out. I mean, I need like EMTs to check my pulse. But anyway, burgers are great.
The burger is not for the faint of heart.
It's not.
It's good
or
stuff.
Or the clogged of heart.
Steer burger is not for the faint of heart, nor is districting, nor is redistricting.
Oh, I like that segue.
Yeah.
This is redistricting. This is the re-re. We're doing the re-re now.
Yeah.
We're multiple levels of districting.
Let's just say at this point, we have no idea what's going to happen.
I know.
That's probably the biggest thing. Yeah. So of course, obviously the appellate court kicked it back out, said, hey, we're not using this map that we declared that was racist to begin with. You know, we're not using it again. The same group that didn't like the map before didn't like it now.
Right.
Back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I don't really, I'm still sort of wondering exactly what's going to happen here. You know, all this stuff is fascinating because, and I know this will be a very unpopular opinion, so I'm going to go ahead and say it, but I mean, it's all being done because a time crunch to try to beat the midterms. I mean, it's not really a matter of, I mean, we could just say, let's just keep what we got and fix this thing over the next 2 years and get it right. But that's, you know, this is all about trying to get one more seat or something like that, is, you know, squeeze another seat out. So it's all political, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're...
It is all political, even though it gets painted as being bigoted or racist. It is political. It's about power.
That's right.
Yes. Right. Right. It is. That's what it's about. And it's all about manipulation of the process to get the result. And both sides are doing it in different places. And, you know, we're caught in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, for the voter, it's a confusion. And it's just, you know, we'll see where it goes. I mean, the time frame, the clock is ticking here because there's only so much time you have before the ballots have to be done.
Yeah. And if you think we're confused, The candidates themselves, Jerry Carl was on with Jeff earlier this week, and he just got off a whirlybird ride. He didn't know what was up, what was down, what was going on.
And we could talk about the idealistic part of this, but let's talk about the pragmatic parts of this and the mechanism. August 11th is supposed to be the date that was set for the special election after the special session. There may be another special, even more special session coming up.
Well, is there a building to have it in?
Yeah, well, they'll find some place.
This will be a very special session.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Like ABC.
Yeah. Like a Hallmark movie, yes. This will be a very special session.
But the question here is, remember the term that came up, right, going into the 19th was ghost primary.
Yeah.
Right? This is the new term. It added to the vernacular, ghost primary. And I would argue that if what Benasco et al., if that decision goes through and they remain on the map, not the 2023, but the one we've been working off, I don't know the legality, but I think there's something there for people saying, hey, when I went to vote, I was told that this was not a real primary. And, you know, I didn't show up to vote, which is, you know, there are a whole bunch of other things to vote for. I don't know why you do that, but I didn't vote, or I, you know, wrote in Mickey Mouse or whatever, because I didn't think this was real. So I think there's a question with like election law there. right? If they say, no, 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 that was the primary, and they are going to be in the runoff coming in June.
I don't think you can go back and use the ones that we said didn't count. I mean, that's just
But that's what the judges said. They said, oh, the framework is in place and everything was good. And I don't think you can do that.
I don't either. I think everybody, the amount of people who are going to say we were disenfranchised because we were told this wasn't real is going to be phenomenal. And I think that's a non-starter. That's the lawsuits will just fill the air, man. It'll be crazy.
So then, of course, the question is timeline wise. And I even said, even reading the opinion, you know, that came out from the judges that hit on Tuesday morning. Even though the story said the deliberations were going on Friday, they had a 500-word, opinion rendered. I wonder if they did make that decision Friday and waited till Tuesday to drop it. And you say, well, it's a holiday weekend. Nobody's doing anything. But between now and August 11th, or between now and the primary runoff next month, 3 days is a big deal.
It's a lot. It is. It is. And it's, all the time counts. And, you know, waiting 3 days does count. If you're looking at it from just a pragmatic standpoint of saying, hey, you know, we need to get this right, the smart thing would be to just say, okay, we don't have enough time to get this done. Let's just start working on this for 2 years from now. But I know that's not the real world we live in here.
And the 2 year thing, Rob, the judges even push back on that, because I mean, you would say, okay, that's the in between. Let's do it, you know, for the next congressional cycle. But they've said no change should be made to the 2030. So in other words, the next census.
I get that part. But I mean, that's not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen. I mean, that was said when all this came up. You know that. You know, it's in place until 2030, and I laughed when I guess Kyle was like, well, you know, it's not supposed to do anything until 2030, and I said, Kyle, give me a break. This is going to be, you know, we're going to see this thing happen in a matter of days. That part, I get what you're saying, but that's not also real world. That this, if it's not happening, if it's not taken care of now, it will be on the agenda. Next year, the legislature, that's what they'll be doing.
Okay. Yeah,
I had ChatGPT go ahead and make some new districts for us. And the interesting part about it is it kept including the panhandle. So it obviously thinks that Tuberville is going to be the governor.
It
figured out a way to make that work, too.
All righty.
I saw somebody said it on the text line.
Alabama.
Somebody said it on the text line yesterday. It was Irish Indian on the text line. Said, here, I've redrawn the district maps. And so it with color coded, and the district maps were going horizontally across the state.
Yeah.
That's what I did too.
But he left, because he was being funny, he left Baldwin County completely out and Central Ports, Alabama, around Montgomery were out. And then the rest of the state were districts. He just took out Baldwin County in the central part of the state.
Chat just wants to, for me, it did the same thing, but then it included the panhandle. So, you know, I thought, maybe the first thing Tuberville will do is annex the panhandle.
It would have been, you know, if it wasn't for those old lines and West Florida and all those things,
that would have made sense.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be us.
We'd
have more nice
once
beaches.
Once upon a time.
Come on. Also, one of the ways we get to that area is through a number of tunnels. We have two right now, though some propose that we should have zero. The tunnel is there this morning, and I've got an appointment in Daphne, so I'll probably be using one or the other tunnels. What's up with tunnel disappearance or
detunnelification?
Detunnelification of the river.
That's the actual terminology.
But nobody knew about it except one individual. Everybody else is like, what?
I don't think that is real. I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't think they're yanking the tunnels out. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think that's a non-starter. I don't see it occurring.
Yeah, but this could be one, like, if you ask, this is why AI would be dangerous, you know, because you ask these questions like, what's the most efficient thing to do here? And if it's focused on the port, it's going to say, well, you get rid of the tunnels so you could get bigger ships further up the river. But then it would forget the fact that we also have another thing here that I would say even ranks higher. It's getting human beings back and forth over or under the Mobile River.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of it?
I hear on the streets, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was part of it. Yes. I think it's just, you know, I don't know if that, maybe some intern made that mistake. I don't know. That just seems weird. It didn't make any sense to me when it came out. Everybody says, hey, we don't know what we're talking about. So I'm just going to put that one in, you know, aside and say, I don't think that's happening. I mean, I don't believe that's happening.
The figures hasn't said anything since. He hasn't cleared it up in any way, right?
Not to my knowledge. Honestly, it's not really high on my radar screen because it seems ludicrous. So yeah. I really spend a lot of time on it.
All right.
And I want to, here's this segue and transition from in amongst about 300 hamburger texts this morning. Rick says, best segment of the week is coming up. Please tell Rob that this is, and this maybe Rick is a relative of this guy. Tell Rob
dad,
that Scott, yeah. no, not you, of Scott's. He says, please tell Rob that Scott Johnson is well worth his weight in gold.
Mm.
And,
he is.
And he's got the, I know you as a boss, you're like, gosh, he's going to be dunning me for money now. But, you know, cover story here. And y'all have reported on termite issues here, and I think the city of Mobile is one of, if not the highest, cases of termites in the nation.
Yeah,
y'all got another termite story here. Cover story. Talk about this.
It's really good stuff. It's just really about what's going on with the termite companies and you know, the protection that most of us are seeing go away. You know, we've all, you know, bought termite bonds and with the concept of, okay, well, they're going to, you know, if termites eat my house, then it's going to repair the house. If termite damage, that's gone away. And in fact, now, you know, Terminix is they're not writing any more policies around here, is what Scott found out, you know, and so there's, you know, we're seeing a smaller number. Scott did find a couple of companies that still do repair, you know, do have that as part of their plan. But I mean, the rates for a lot of places, you know, for a lot of companies that will do repair, have gone, have skyrocketed like everything. But I mean, it's really up high. And we've had some massive lawsuits too. Of course, the cathedral downtown, that was a huge one. Waterville was another
millions?
One.
That was millions. It was like the cathedral was, and then some ancillary buildings. It was, yeah, is it 20 million?
Like, was it really?
It was around 20, I think. There was punitive damage in there as well.
Wow.
So there was a lot. It was a humongous settlement.
Was that Terminix and the Catholic Church? Okay. Wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Couple of titans.
Yeah.
Couple of titans in the ring right there.
Yeah, it was a big loss for them, and you know, I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing this now. But you know, I mean, I my company sent me a letter the other day, said, "Hey, we're in bankruptcy."
Wow!
So you know, that makes you feel good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, great.
So you write back
termites the letter too. Please.
So you write back. Does that mean you're not going to pay? What does that mean?
Yeah,
I think that's what it means.
Says get in line. But yeah, it is a it's a story we've been talking about for a long time in Mobile,
maybe
and it's
10
been
years.
It's been one coming, right?
Yeah.
That all the stuff that Scott's reporting here, you could probably have sat and said, at a certain point, they're going to cry uncle.
Yeah,
and maybe we're getting to that point.
Yeah. I think we are.
It is that point. I mean, that's what's happening with a lot of it. And I mean, you know, here we are with one of the wettest cities in the country that has a whole lot of old wooden houses. I mean, you know, it is sort of the perfect storm for termites. No pun intended with all their swarming these days. But it's like it is a mess. And you know, I don't know where it goes from here. I mean, the coverage is not what it used to be. I mean, you can get coverage. If you can get a termite bond, they'll come out and put stuff in the ground to keep the termites away. But if that doesn't work, it's on you.
Wow.
Rob, go ahead.
No, that's rough. I mean, the fact that we're right there, that they can't even claim that part of the policy is not to repair in case something does happen.
That's why you get the bond, right?
Yeah.
It's insurance against that happen. Rob, this story, of course, cover story and landing up out on the streets now. Where were they find this?
You can find it in our purple boxes all over the community, but also you can go online at lanyapmobile.com, sign up for $1 for the first month. If you don't like it, cancel it. It's I think you're going to like it, and it's only $9 a month after that. 30 cents a day, kids.
Still got a chance to
keep us going. Keep that Scott Johnson doing what he does.
He's, oh, man, he's worth his weight.
Turning stuff out every day.
Yeah, he's the best ever.
Worth his weight in crypto.
He's worth his weight in crypto.
You can vote nappies, too. That's a popular thing to do, right? Vote nappies?
We still got a little time left on that.
Yeah, when's cutoff? When's deadline? When's deadline on nappies?
It's this Sunday.
Okay.
This Sunday. So usually it ends on Memorial Day, but because Memorial Day was early this year, so it's still going.
All right.
Don't stop. Don't stop voting, folks.
Memorial Day was right on time, by the way, Rob. Thank you.
Yep.
And we will talk again in a week.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
I got it. Rob from Lanyap, 851. More burger talk because you continue to fill up the text line, 251-343-0106 on this National Hamburger Day.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
What is going on? Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Sean in for Dalton, as he has been all week. Thank you very much, Sean, doing double duty. So you got a show coming up later today, Midday Mobile.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, too, just transition for the Lanyap discussion. So Kyle Hamburg from Lanyap comes on with me on Thursdays.
Okay.
And one of his top stories is not about termites, but it's about cracking down and maybe changes coming to the dang scooters. It didn't say dang scooters in the headline, but the scooters downtown, there's some changes to be made. You know, one of the things that my experience with them is the Mardi Gras formula. And if people want to use them during Mardi Gras, but it's just they were kind of out of control during Mardi Gras. And I'm not saying that I didn't get on a Fat Tuesday a couple years ago. I didn't get on one of those scooters.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So a group of us did. We thought that was the right choice.
As it turned out, was it?
Well, nobody broke anything.
Okay.
If it came out even,
I guess that's
it. Yeah, the chance was somebody was going to wreck, but we didn't. So the rentable scooters, the city council has said some things about some changes here, some tightening. And so we'll talk about the downtown, the Lime scooters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the stories we'll talk about with him coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, when I go down to Art Walk, things like that, they're kind of buzzing around for sure. Sometimes people are pretty young on those things too.
That's one of the questions. The ages. That's one of the questions here.
Yeah,
is about the ages.
You got to be so old to drive a car, even a golf cart. But the scooters, is there any restriction on age?
I don't know. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about that today. Let's see.
Thanks for all the texts, by the way, on the hamburger joints, best hamburger. On both sides of the bay, actually Mississippi too. We got a lot of texts about that. Your favorite spots to grab a burger and go.
People are saying too, like, hey, all this burger talk. The number of people going to get burgers today is going to be high.
Yeah,
this happens to me too. You can sit and talk about a certain kind of food, and then I'm like, we ought to go. I'll go get that.
No kidding. And some of the texts just coming in simply saying that your show has made me very hungry today. So it was National Burger Day, so we just threw it out there, had an idea that would catch on pretty quickly. And because people like to talk about where they get their favorite food, and everybody just about, let's like non-objectionable, almost everybody, 100%. We'll eat a burger from time to time.
I don't know. The vegans don't.
Oh, the vegans,
they get,
yeah.
But you know what? They fake it, though. They get the tofu burger. They still want a burger.
Yeah. They can't help themselves.
That's
they
right.
want a burger.
That's right.
8:59 now. Jeff Poore on the way next.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fridge, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-929-7449. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449. That's 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449.
Turning up your voice.